Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Greg Swan explains the internet. Greg is with us in studio. It's good to see
you,
my friend.
Here we are. I'm so excited about this topic today.
Well, this idea of collecting is fascinating to me. And I did ask people to text in at 651-461-9226. Would you like to know what people are collecting?
Oh, I can't wait to find out. Did you know 40 to 60% of Americans actively collect things?
I'm not surprised because I've been in a lot of people's houses over the years and people have a lot of weird crap.
I think we tend to think of that as like a boomer thing or maybe an older generation thing, but that's not true. And I can't wait. What are they collecting?
Pinball machines.
Oh, that's an expensive one.
That is expensive.
I'm jealous. Your basement is loud.
Old baseball cards.
Okay, classic.
Old clocks. Star note bills. Firearms. Prince, been collecting for years, Prince albums that are not opened. Magazines, CDs, old coins and bills. I collect rocks and empty boxes.
Oh, I love this.
I think a lot of us collect empty boxes.
My garage right now.
Agates. Chris in Farmington collects agates and bicentennial quarters.
Oh, these are great. I just imagine at the clock person's house, like what it sounds like at noon. I'm just like that explosion of sound, and it's so fun because that's culture.
So
right,
part of what is amazing about this topic and what I like about you exploring this topic is that we have this idea that the collectors are old people. Some are, and by old I mean Gen X and above.
Yeah, it goes into.
Do you collect anything?
Of course, I collect things, but I don't necessarily have a curio cabinet. Of things that I'm going to dust.
Yep.
And that was what I was exploring.
We used to have teacups, like antique teacups. We have, I collected antique radios for a bit.
That's pretty cool.
Look at me now.
I mean, they add up.
Now I work on an antique radio. So
that's true.
Antique radio station.
There's a delightful thing that's happening with Gen X and millennials, and it's all really all generations, but we're starting to collect digital things. And does not mean like your camera roll is full of garbage things, or that does not mean NFTs. But what that does mean is that we are able to use our phones to identify things and save them down to an album and share them unlike ever before. And the first thing that we're collecting is birds.
Birds.
Have you become a bird person yet?
Not yet, but I know you are. You are all in.
I mean, so I'm pulling out my pair of binoculars, right?
I like. You know, when you see the bird landing on the back porch.
Yeah. So it used to be you would spot the bird through your binoculars.
Yeah.
And maybe you write it down in your life log paper book, and then that's it.
Right.
But now, oh my gosh! Thanks to Bird Buddy and all of those cool camera bird feeders.
So my mom has one of these, the Bird Buddy feeder.
And they're taking pictures of birds, they're identifying them, and then you can share them. You save them into your album, and you can share them. And we're seeing an explosion on social of people that are getting very into bird collecting, or bird watching, and bird collecting. And the other app that's really fueling this is called Merlin. And Merlin is from Cornell. It's a free app. And you essentially turn on your phone and it listens for birds around you. And then it logs what it's hearing into your wave list.
Really?
It is so cool because it is hearing birds that you can't see. And then it shows you what it looks like and you can go try to see them, right? And every day there's a different challenge. It knows exactly where you are. And it's like, there should be a red-winged blackbird around you. Try to go hear one.
Whoa.
Right? So we're gamifying the idea of going outside.
Right.
And also using AI technology, visual technology to really explore what is around you in a different way than what your grandparents maybe did when they were bird watching.
It is in many ways, the ability to use AI, to use the fact that you've got a video camera, microphone,
access to this, this huge large language model that knows what every bird sounds like, what it looks like, and it can help you identify them.
So do you think people are interested in the discovery or in the collection of like ticking off, oh, I saw this, I saw that, I saw that?
I think it's hitting different pieces for different people. And also, there are so many memes right now about people of our generation. Things that say, remember, folks, if you're ever trying to buy beer or wine and you forgot your ID, you can always show them you have Merlin installed on your phone, and legally they have to accept that. I don't know if the Wild Turkey vendors will accept
that. I don't know
they
would take it, no.
It's been really fun to see that, and then also to start to share that with other generations and sitting outside and being able to teach your kids what those birds are, or to just learn more about nature in a way that you might not have before without that technology.
That's pretty cool. Greg Swan is with us. Every month he explains the internet. We're talking about collecting in a digital sense, and the birds are part of it. The first thing I thought of when you mentioned this topic was the Pokemon type situation, where I have to tell you, like, I am amazed to see like people lining up around Target, knowing like when the drop is. Because it's like sometimes it's like middle of the day or something, and you're looking, you're like, why are all of these grown-ups standing? But it is the Pokemon phenomena is still huge.
It's still going on. So
it's not just COVID when we were all doing Pokemon Go.
Oh, so yesterday is the 10-year anniversary of the launch of Pokemon Go.
Huh.
And I remember, wow. I worked downtown Minneapolis at the time. I remember the crowds of people coming around.
I was doing it, man.
And I was working at a local agency in the North Loop, and I was loading up one of those gyms so that people would specifically come by, and we're high-fiving them out the window. So that notion that like they're, you could use your phone to unlock a digital collectible and save it is something that has been in the zeitgeist for 10 years.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, so we're collecting birds.
Collecting birds.
But you've also become a bit of an aviation enthusiast.
So I've been attending a number of Twins games lately, and if you've been to a Twins game at our beautiful Target Field, you know there are planes that fly right overhead. And sometimes you're wondering, I wonder where that came from. I wonder what kind of plane that is. I wonder where they're landing. And you can use a number of different apps to track them. Flight 24 is the big one that everyone uses. Flight Radar 24, just really a free app where you can see a radar of where you're nearby and click on it and see where that plane's coming. But there's new apps coming where you can collect them and you can log that you saw that plane. You can share a photo of that, and then it'll actually tell you if you've seen that plane before.
Huh.
And so this is going to unlock a whole new level of plane nerddom, which I am here for.
All right, let's talk more about that. Other things that are collecting. So many texts. Keep the texts coming. Everything that you're collecting.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
One texter asking if our guest is 70 years old. I think you have the soul of a 70-year-old, perhaps.
You too could be a 70 years old with using apps and AI.
More with Greg Swan when we come back here on Drive Time.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about collecting and the fact that collections have continued. They've never stopped. They're living on the internet. Greg Swan is with us discussing this. We actually got a phone call, Greg.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to hear.
Andy in Uptown wants to tell us. Andy, what do you collect?
Well, I'm from Duluth, born and raised. I've been living here for 25 years, and I collect Duluth stuff. Old photographs, souvenir items, anything I can find related to Duluth or the history of Duluth.
Oh, I love that. Do you take photos of any of that stuff? Do you keep an archive of that?
I don't. My aunt, every once in a while, I'll find photos, and she'll post it on, there's a couple local Duluth history sites and stuff like that. So
that's great. Is the thrill in the hunt of finding it or of having it?
You know, a little bit of both. It's always, I do estate sales for a living. I've been doing it since I was a teenager up in Duluth. And so it's, You know, a lot of people have old photo albums and they travel. And, you know, most of the photo albums, people really don't care anymore. If they don't, you know, they don't have the relatives listed. They don't know who it is. But, you know, a lot of people, they'll take a weekend trip up to Duluth and you'll find these old black and white photos. And, you know, a lot of common ones of the lift bridge and ships and stuff like that. But I like old architecture. So I like when they've taken pictures, you know, near downtown or, you know, areas that aren't so touristy and stuff like that. So,
that's cool, Andy.
But it's, you know, I've found things, you know, 25 years ago when I got started in the business that I have never seen since. So
good stuff. Thank you, Andy. Pez dispensers, says a texter, wristwatches, pink depression era glass, Coca-Cola toys. People collect all sorts of stuff.
Do you know where else they find stuff?
Where?
eBay, Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Like the internet is helping us collect those things.
One of the things that I think people worry about in these sort of collection apps, like you're at the Twins game and you're looking at your phone. Does this have you less present in the real world?
I think that that's a good question to have. And also, there was a teenager playing Pokemon Go sitting in front of me at the Twins game while I'm taking pictures of the planes while other people are watching YouTube videos. And so to each his own, arguably some of these apps, and there's another one called iNaturalist where you can identify plants around you. There's even one where you can identify cats, your local neighborhood cats called Catch Cat. That's helping you understand more about what's going on around you. And if technology and AI can be used to unlock more of the real world and bring us together, then that's the best possible outcome for this technology.
Yeah, I mean, you could really make a case that this is making you more present, more observant, more connected to what's going on in the real world.
And I'm starting to learn the sounds of the planes to be able to identify them. My kids are making so much fun of me.
This is such great dad material,
right? Oh, man, it's just a whole new way. I'm not 70 plus years old, but I got a lot of respect for them.
Greg Swan has a Substack that you can subscribe to, and you should. It's called Social Signals by Greg Swan. Greg, we thank Finn Partners for allowing you to come on with us. Greg is a partner there and thinking about stuff in the future, and this is right in there for sure. Good stuff. Thank you, Greg.
See you on the internet.
Continental Diamond Time Check. It is 5:57. They love hearing about people who are collecting estate jewelry or pre-owned luxury timepieces. They have a great collection of both that you can check out at ContinentalDiamond.com. Dan and I will be back with you tomorrow, so let's get a Twins win tonight here at the home of the Twins, WCCO.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.